Everybody, welcome to The Roofer Show. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and these are certainly some strange times we're in. I've been trying to put out a daily podcast to keep everybody up to date during this confusing time. And today I've got Ben Lowenthal from Hendrix, Phillips, Salzman, and Siegel. Philip Siegel has been on the show a number of times, and he is one of my attorneys, labor attorney. But there is so much confusion about what's going on and some of the requirements that we have as employers, as contractors, that I'm trying to get this information out. I was talking to Ben the other day, trying to get up to date, and he had some information regarding the Family Leave Act that I wanted to get out there because this is some confusing requirements that we're going to have to deal with. So I'm just going to jump into my interview with Ben Lowenthal. Ben, thanks so much for coming onto the show. I really appreciate it.
Dave, thanks for having me, man.
Well, things are so confusing with the new laws changing. It's changing daily. We are on, March 24th. So this is the most current information. I'm going to get this out to our listeners here tomorrow. So it'll be current. But Ben, we've had your firm on many of times. Philip Siegel has been on the show talking about labor laws and so forth. But can you give us a quick intro, a quick elevator pitch on what you do at the firm?
Yeah, I'm an associate here at Hendrick, Phillips, Salzman, and Siegel, and we're a construction boutique firm with a particular focus representing and being legal advisors and consultants for roofing contractors across the country.
Well, you kept us out of a lot of trouble over the 30 years that I was contracting. You always represented our company and did a great job. But I got to imagine
this.
it worked out well. So, but I got to imagine that you're getting a few phone calls these days from roofing contractors. Is that right?
A few would be an understatement. We've been getting calls day in, day out related to paid sick leave. Essential business issues with the stay-in-place orders that each state has been putting out, sometimes on an hourly basis. We're all hands on deck here at the firm, getting answers to the questions that the concerned contractors are asking us. We take our deep history and relationships with the current clients and also non-clients, and we try to help them as much as possible, and especially in times like this. And we're here. We're working hard as we can to get those answers. It's a fluid situation. Things are changing on a daily basis, but we're getting the information out as fast as possible.
Well, I want to get in deep with this paid sick leave because I know this is a really confusing issue. This is going to be coming out soon, and I know a lot of our listeners are probably not aware of it, and it's really going to affect them. But before we do that, I'm unclear where we stand with this essential business, because I know that NRC,
I like that. Essential business.
Exactly. I know that NRCA re-Ribble has been pushing with Washington trying to get this push through so we are considered an essential business, which obviously we are. We've got to be able to work. We've got to be able to protect our customers, protect their homes. So tell me, where does that stand as far as the essential business? Can we send our crews out? What's the story today?
Well, right now, every state but Pennsylvania, from what we've seen, has construction as an essential business. You will be able to send your crews out, get your guys out there, as long as you adhere to the CDC guidelines. Good hygiene, making sure you maintain the 6 feet social distancing. So as long as you maintain the CDC guidelines, obviously if you have a guy who's showing symptoms, don't get him out there. Mm-hmm. Make him stay at home. But if your guys are healthy, you can do the work, you can get out there. It all depends ultimately on the state you're in and the stay-in-place order that the state has issued. We've done a statewide survey. We put something out yesterday, and everything's available on our website, hpsslaw.com. And sign up for our e-blast that we're sending out. As soon as we have answers to the questions, we blast it out there. But as far as we know, and this is from looking at everything this morning, every state of Pennsylvania considers construction an essential business, and you can get your crews out there.
Okay. I think just for our listeners, I know how important from a standpoint of being able to work is we're going to have to make our customers feel comfortable and our employees feeling comfortable that we can go out there, we can continue work in a safe manner. And I think this is going to be something that's going to be so important to get across to your customers, because everybody's freaking out. They don't want, you know, they're afraid that you shouldn't be out there. But I agree, if you're following the guidelines, I've seen a number of contractors that have written up a good outline for their customers, for their employees, to make people feel comfortable. And I think it's really important. I've suggested that you use video, you put video out to your employees, you put it on your website explaining all the precautions that you're taking and why it's safe. And so where do they get that information, just so they're clear on the requirements? Is it CDC?
Yeah, two primary places, OSHA guidelines and CDC. Okay. Those are the two resources that you need to go to, have your employees go to, and implement a training procedure. Have a teleconference, use Zoom, get out there, talk to them about the type of health practices and workplace safety practices they're going to have to implement when working. And OSHA has good guidelines, CDC has good guidelines, but get those out to your customers saying that you're adhering to those and training your employees. Dave, in addition, you need to have your listeners go to the state executive order that's in place in their state, and also the local municipality orders that are in place. They could differ. They might directly address construction issues, and you're going to need to adhere to that. I wish I could tell you that there was a one catch-all answer to tell you that all construction is good to go. Well, unfortunately, I can't. You're going to have to go to your state and your local municipality to see what orders are in place.
Well, of course, that would be too easy to just be able to go to one place. So
too easy. Yeah.
We don't want to make it too easy. But I want to get into the meat of this, and that is this sick leave, paid sick leave law that's coming in. I saw that come out of your office. Really has me confused. So what can you tell us about that? Let's get deep into that so everybody understands what's going to be required, because this is coming up soon from what you've told me.
It's coming up soon. And the most important thing to take out of this is that if you have fewer than 500 employees, most, if not all,
most of
contractors I know, you're going to be, as of today, you are going to be subject to these paid sick leave provisions. There is a potential small business exception for roofers with under 50 employees, but it's not on the books yet. The Department of Labor said they're going to put out guidance, more guidance and regulations on this paid sick leave law next week. We haven't seen those. We don't know exactly when they're coming. But as of right now, all employers, and that's all employers, under 500 employees are subject to these paid sick leave provisions.
Okay, so what's that going to mean for me? I've got, say I've got 30 guys that are working for me. What do I need to know as an employer?
What you need to know is that employees will be able to take sick leave if they fit in a handful of categories. So number one, category being if there is a stay-at-home order in place in your jurisdiction, in your state, if they can't work or telework, they're going to be able to take paid sick leave. That's one of the first reasons. Second reason, if they have to, been advised to self-quarantine by a healthcare provider. Number two, if they're experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Number three, if they have to care for a sick son or daughter that has either COVID-19 symptoms or is out of school. And I think that's most kids across the country right now. They're going to be eligible for paid sick leave.
Now, what are my obligations as far as letting them know what the laws are? Is that up to me as a contractor to let them know that these laws exist?
That's a good question, Dave. Both the law requires notice, and there's a FMLA notice that the government's going to be putting out that you're going to need to hang up where you put the other state and federal required notices on. They haven't issued it yet. It's probably going to drop next either this week or next week, and we'll be sending out that notice as soon as it comes out. But there is a notice provision that you need to adhere to. And it hasn't come out yet. We'll be sending it out as an e-blast as soon as it comes out.
Let's say I explain this to our employees and they all get together and decide, hey, well, we're all sick. We're all going home. We want to be on paid leave. Is there any requirements to notify us what's going on? Are there forms that our employees need to fill out? How does that work? Otherwise, potentially, once this gets around, I mean, I could have my entire company taking sick leave, whether they need it or not.
Big concern. The law is not entirely clear as far as waiting on these regulations and guidance documents from the government. But the notice requirement, you're going to have a form. They're going to have a poster that you put up. What we recommend right now is that once that comes out, send it around, circulate it, and post it. Even if no one's in your office, get it up there. Send that around, and that would be that would be our advice going forward until you hear otherwise.
Okay. And do you know what kind of benefits they're going to have? Are they going to get, 20%, 40% of their working wage? How would that apply? And also, as an employer, am I the one that's paying for this? Which I would assume, of course, I am.
Good question. Number one, there are caps. For full-time workers, the cap is $511 per day with, $5,110 per over a two-week period. And for part-time workers and workers that are taking leave to care for sick kids, that's two-thirds are applicable wages on that. And that caps at $200 per day and a $2,000 over a two-week period. And so, how you calculate that, it gets a little complex. Reach out to us or look at our e-blaster information that we've made available to specifically be able to calculate it. It's going to be on an employee-to-employee basis because it all depends on why they're taking sick leave. We're hoping that the guidance documents and regulations clarify that. But right now, it is, I hate to say it, it's complex and it's going to be dependent on why the employee takes leave.
Well, I can see all kinds of problems coming out of this that we do it wrong. We're going to screw this up. I can't imagine how we're going to get this right. And I would assume when the dust settles, we're going to have somebody knocking on our door saying, hey, you screwed this up. We're going to have, I don't know if there's fines involved or what's going to happen. But I know as an employer, I don't have enough to do with all the paperwork that we have to deal with. I could see this as being a real headache for us. What do you think?
It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a huge headache. I will say this. There is a 30, it's not on the books yet, but from what we've seen from the Department of Labor, that they're going to be a 30-day non-enforcement period. So not only the roofing industry get their act together, but also, attorneys, like our firm, to be able to make sure that we counsel and give guidance to our clients and the roofing industry about how to exactly adhere to these new paid sick leave provisions. So that's the good news. We have 30 days before the Department of Labor comes knocking on your door.
Talk about the difference between unemployment and sick leave, because, right now, let's say we don't have any work. We're going to have to shut down to a certain extent, and we're going to have to lay off our employees. And so what we've been talking about is giving them the information and setting this up and making it easy for our employees to be able to file for unemployment. I assume they can't do both. They've got to do one or the other. How is that going to work, or what's the story there?
Yeah, so it's not clear, and it depends. I hate saying that. The law currently is not clear on that, and we've been debating. I've been talking to the partners here at the firm trying to interpret, what this law actually means. Like I said, it's complex and sloppy, worst-case scenario. So as of right now, we don't see any provision preventing an employer from terminating an employee because of, business issues, because the work just isn't there. As far as we can tell, and I'll say this might change with the regulations, if you let Civil One go so they can get unemployment benefits, the employer would not be subject to these paid sick leave provisions. Yeah, I'll say this. Business closures and shutdowns are not covered reasons for paid sick leave. So if they're not on the books, they're not going to be a subject or an eligible employee to this paid sick leave. The fluid situation is changing, so we hopefully will have more once the guidance and regulations come out. Mm-hmm. But right now, that's what we know.
Am I going to be able to be eligible somehow for this $20 trillion or whatever, you know, if any of this stuff ever passes and there is money available, are we going to be in line for any of that perhaps?
Yeah. So, you know, with this, as it relates to paid sick leave, the new law has in place paid leave credits. Tax credits that you will be able to recoup 100% of all the wages that you pay out as paid sick leave up to the caps in the law. And you can take advantage of this. And the IRS guide, the information that the limited information that we've received says that, businesses can retain excess funds that they would otherwise pay the IRS in payroll taxes, meaning that you would be able to hold on to that money now to have cash reserves on hand. So, whatever you would be paying to IRS and payroll taxes, you're able to hold on to that. Mm-hmm. And that would be the tax credit. And so the IRS is trying to figure this out like we are. Mm-hmm. And so right now, that's what they're saying that we can do. And if the tax credits aren't enough to cover the cost of the paid sick leave, employers are going to be able to seek an expedited advance from the IRS for the refund. That's cash payments to you. And so that's what we know right now, and hopefully we'll know more soon.
Well, yeah, because cash, as always, is king. This is where we're going to be. We are going to be.
And more, ahead. More important right now than ever.
Yeah.
And, that's why, we're trying to advise the roofing industry right now about what they can do, what they can't do with this new law to make sure that you have as much cash reserves on hand right now. So that's what, we're putting out there, and that's what we're trying to provide.
That's going to be the real problem that we're going to run into on the short term. Where does the line start for the money? What do I do to get first in line to get some of that cash from the government, from the IRS before that line gets too long and they run out of dough?
Yeah, there's going to be forms in place that they're going to be putting out, hopefully by next week, that you're going to be able to submit to be able to get paid. But like I just said, right now, to be able to keep the cash in your pocket, you're going to be able to hold on the payroll taxes that you would otherwise be paying to the government. But that's limited to the amount of paid sick leave that you're giving to your employers that are actually taking the paid sick leave.
Got it.
That's if they're not working, they're taking paid sick leave, you're paying them this new sick leave, you're going to be able to hold on to the payroll taxes that you would otherwise be having to pay. So that's keeping money in your pocket. To get paid, there's going to be forms that you're going to be able to submit on that.
You've been kind enough to stay on for a second part because I do have some questions about getting paid for our contractors, because that's going to be critical. And that show is going to be coming out tomorrow. But so be sure to keep an eye out be sure to subscribe to the Roofer Show so you don't miss that. And that'll be coming out tomorrow. But for our listeners for right now, how do we get that information? I know you've put that out already, I think, but I want to be crystal clear with this, is that our listeners, you need to get on this email blast that they're sending out on a daily basis to stay on top of it. And also, so I want to get that. How do they do that? And how do they get hold of you, Ben? Because this is going to be some complicated twists and turns that we're going to have to deal with. So I would want to have you on speed dial. So give us that information so we can make sure that we stay up with the latest.
Yeah. We want to tell your listeners to go to our website, hpsslaw.com. That's hpsslaw.com. Sign up for our e-blast. We've been sending things out pretty much every day, staying ahead of the curve, getting the information out. It might not be the cleanest information. We want to get it out there. It's going to be correct. We're going to be updating all of that. Also, shoot me an email. Email is bsl at hpsslaw.com or give me a call, direct line 404-469-1977. We're here to help. We've been taking calls day and night, helping the roofing community here. We're taking calls at night. My wife is killing me. I'm on the phone so much.
Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, we're here to help out the roofing community and get the information the community needs to get through this. Our law firm is Hendrick Phillips Sullivan Siegel. Our website is hpsslaw.com.
All right, Ben. Well, as always, you guys provide a wealth of information. Great stuff. I appreciate you coming on, and I'm looking forward to getting into this tomorrow with basically how to get paid and get your money. But until then, thanks so much, Ben. I really appreciate it. Well, that's it for our update today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you get a chance, be sure to reach out to me. You can text me at 510-612-1450 or go to my contact page at theroofershow.com. Click on the button that says set a time to talk and love to hear from you. And be sure you're subscribed to The Roofer Show.